He's back in action tonight at Churchill Downs in the Grade 2 Stephen Foster, and he is trained by our good friend Al Stahl Jr., who joins us now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Al, good morning, my friend. Happy Stephen Foster Day.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me on, and it's a beautiful day so far this morning here at Churchill Downs, and hopefully the weather hangs in there the rest of the evening, and everybody's looking forward to it. You can feel the energy. It's around.
Well, to steal a line from John Dooley, who dat going to beat Tom's d'Etat and the Stephen Foster tonight?
Right. I'm all in. We're happy to be here on a home racetrack, and kind of really, you know, I brought the weather up earlier because I'm kind of sweating it a little bit. His form is a little bit better on dry racetracks. As a matter of fact, it's borderline spectacular on dry racetracks, and we just want it to be that way this evening. So we're feeling good about everything, and we just want, you get to this point, there's a whole lot of factors that come in that you can't control, the trip, the weather, the surface, things like that, that you just hope that go your way.
Well, you got this horse a long time ago. He's 6 years old now. His first race, came in 2016. Yeah, you've just really taken your time with him all the way along. Talk about the journey that you've had with this horse.
Right. Well, you hear the trainer speak of nagging injuries and things like that. This is the definition of a series of nagging injuries. And I had some ankle problems along the line. I mean, you're an ex-trainer, Jude, and you're a leg man. And if you come look at his legs, they're skin tight, no mush, no heat, no nothing. He just had a chip as a young horse and some of that subchondral bone bruising and just things. And 6 months here, 6 months there, and poof, here you are, six-year-old horse. And we love this horse, and we've known he's just full of talent. And we're kind of amazed that here we are at age six with, you think there'd be some sort of, you know, maybe some sort of arthritic type stuff going on with him. And whether there is or not, he doesn't show it, and he doesn't let us know about it, and it doesn't show in his races. So we're very happy with this horse. We love him, and he's a tough horse, and he's just full of class. He looks the part, and everything is kind of, he made from the Ali Sheba to this race with no hiccups, no anything. So that's good for Tom's d'Etat.
That's good. That's good for almost any horse. But when you have one that you've had to turn out so many times, it really is a good thing. And I mean, you look at his form and the job you've done with them. It's really sensational, and it's a tribute to what you do with all your horses and how you take your time, and you're never in a rush, and you never feel like you have to run them. You just do what's right for the horse. And I just wish you all the good luck tonight, because it's been a fantastic ride and a great job.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I mean, Gail Benson and the team, they're not going to run out of money, but still, a lot of people with a lot of money don't have patience, but they've just let us do whatever we felt was right by the horse, and they bought that beautiful farm over in over your neck of the woods, and kind of by Town and Country there, the old Greenwood Lodge, and he spent some time over there with David Schoen, and every time he's come in from there, he looks spectacular. So the whole group has just been patient, and he's the kind of horse you want to really do everything for him, because he's just that type of horse. And I personally like older horses. I mean, I've never run a horse in the Derby or the Oaks, or I would like to, but I just, I don't mind having a 4, 5, 6-year-old horse. I'm excited about the Foster tonight as I would be about the Risen Star at the fairgrounds for a 3-year-old. So we're glad to be here.
Talking with Al Stahl Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Al, you bring up the name Gail Benson, and I'm glad that you did. Her husband, Tom, of course, the two of them, the owners of the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and they've also been part of the horse racing industry now for several years and really involved in the sport. Well, Tom passed away in March of last year. Gail has continued on. Talk about her continued commitment to thoroughbred racing and what it's like now that Tom is no longer around and what it's like for Gail.
Well, you know, Mr. Benson knew he wasn't going to live forever. He got his family issues behind him before he passed away. I'm sure you remember the drama. It was all over the news, and he kind of got that taken care of. And he obviously bought that. I think the thing that tells you their commitment is buying that fabulous farm over there in Lexington. Obviously, he knew he wasn't going to buy it and, you know, hang around for 10 more years. So that was an investment in the future that Gail really enjoys. Going there, and their brood mare band and their babies, and you know how they're like, you know, rabbits. You got 10 one year, then you got 20 the next, and 30 the next. So they're doing a little commercial stuff, and I think they're in it for the long haul, and they're playing it on all levels, like I said, from the sales to the racetrack.
Well, Tom's d'etat, 5-1 on the morning line for tonight's Grade 2 Stephen Foster. Al, other than... Okay, running faster than all the other horses. What's the key to victory for Tom's d'etat tonight?
Oh, I just think, like I said earlier, I think just it's pure just luck from here on out. I mean, we need the right trip. You know, it looks like there's some speed that could all change. For a big horse, he jumps extremely well from the gate. So he'll place himself somewhere forwardly, I'm guessing. And from the 9-hole, I guess he can hopefully work over just a little bit. And, you know, just it's up to Sean and the horse, and there's not much I can say or do besides, you know, good luck and hopefully things go our way. That's what it takes to win these type of races.
He has such good tactical speed, and he can, you know, kind of be forwardly placed, or he can sit just off the pace. That's got to give you some confidence going in, because no matter what happens in the race, Sean should be able to find a good spot for him.
Oh, yeah. He might have gotten the bridle a hair in his last race. He was a little fresh. I missed some time with him. But in general, he does exactly what the rider wants at all times. So he does it in the mornings also. So we have luxury of that, or Sean has the luxury of that. And just like, so whatever happens, happens.
Al, you have kind of made a mark in the sport, I guess, by winning the Breeders' Cup Classic and upsetting Zenyatta with Blame back in 2010 beneath those same twin spires that you'll be racing under tonight. Just kind of curious, do you ever go back and reminisce and watch that race even today?
Not really. Every once in a while, well, you see it on TV all the time, so you see that Blame Zenyatta last 16th of a mile or last whatever it is. So I mean, that's enough as far as like YouTube or we've got some. Amy Zimmerman sent us some edited, I should say, you know, DVDs back then, and you could literally just pop it in and watch the whole thing in about, you know, 20 something minutes. But not too often. But I mean, it's not like. We don't think about it all the time and talk about it all the time. It's just we're just moving on, and it's he's got horses on the racetrack. Every time I see a Blame, I, you know, shut everything down and watch it run, you know, things like that. So but it's in our hearts. That's the most important thing.
How much Blame memorabilia do you have around your house?
You know, not as much as you think. I'm not a big memorabilia but you know, I've got my wife Nicole and my kids are, you know, they're into all kind of stuff. So we've got, you know, we've got Blame hats like a lot of people have. And there's a special reserve hat that Bernie Sams made with a Z with the, you know, the stop, the red line going across it like they do, you know, like no left turn. So there's a very limited edition of those. So we got a couple of those. And then somebody, you know, made some shadow boxing stuff with the shadow box stuff. And, you know, there's a few things. You know, the stuff that means the most is some stuff that was signed by Garrett. You know, so we've got some, you know, photos and some stuff that Garrett signed. I guess maybe I signed it too, but not compared to Garrett, that doesn't match up at all. But so that's important to all of us because we were pretty close those last few years, and you know, everybody knows where that went.
Yeah, Garrett was such a great guy, and. That was a race that I always think about when I go to Churchill Downs, when I head up to our location, which is right on the wire, and I'm always reminded of that race. I'll never forget it. It was such a dramatic race. It was in the dark. It was just really, really cool, and I was very happy for you that day, and I cashed a nice ticket too, which is always important.
No doubt. Yeah, the mutuals were always good on Blaine because he was in with Quality Road and Senyata, and there was always some monster in there that he took the back seat to. So yeah, it was good for the mutuals. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Al, listen, appreciate the visit here this morning. All the best with Tom's d'état tonight in the Stephen Foster. We'll remind people one more time before I let you go that our coverage comes up from 8 to 10 on Sirius XM 156 and, of course, streaming worldwide on our website, horseracingradio.net. Go get it done, my friend.
Okay, guys, we're all in, so we can't wait. Thank you.